could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Winter's in full swing, and here in Vermont, winter driving calls for extra caution with more snow and ice to deal with and less daylight. Always remember to keep your gas tank at least half full. And before driving, clear all snow and ice from windows, mirrors, lights, wipers, hood, trunk, and roof. For the latest information on road conditions, dial 511 or check 511VT.com. For more winter driving tips, you can visit the Vermont Department of Public Safety website at vsp.vermont.gov. This message brought to you by your safe winter driving DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Thank you.
I'm late. I'm late for an important date. I'm so sorry, guys. I was looking for parking, and everyone and their mother and their grandmother and their aunt and their great aunt and their family friend, they're all here today, and they're all parking in all my spots, including the disabled ones, which is crazy because I still have my disabled parking pass for my ankle. Anyway, so sorry about that. You're listening to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington, and I'm DJ Momo, and I'm incredibly apologetic for my lateness, and I'm going to play you some awesome music. So enjoy. Let's hope Apple Music works with me today. Yes. Hello, that was Esperar para ver by Evinha, one of my favorite bossa nova songs. And yeah, hey guys, I'm really discombobulated today, so I'm probably just going to throw you into my next segment, and you're going to have to put up with that. But I think you're going to like it, because people get mad when I talk and happy when I play music, and that tends to be how it goes. Anyway, I have a song to play from you from one of my friends. She is in the band English Major, who is releasing their album on April 3rd, but she put out a little sneak peek single a couple weeks ago. It's called Tell Me, and you're about to hear it now on 90.1 WRV FM Burlington. Tell me, are you feeling it yet? Tell me, is it hitting you yet? As we watch the sun. Ashamed.
approach, I trip over in front of him because it humanizes me. Without that, I would just be too perfect and he would be way too obsessed with me. He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me.
He needs me so bad.
He literally needs me.
He 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 needs me.
All at once I knew at once, I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why I knew he needed me. Could be fantasy, ah. Or maybe it's because
he needs me.
Good times, but as for my days, that act as markers in your life, but in between, you can't remember, and so it seems that you've grown up and over me in these silly things I like to dwell on.
Track to finish up, but I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades and we ate at Berry's and I ordered crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. I said I seemed distracted and asked what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs Benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar shit.
sports bar shit. Father talked a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter, and she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. I worry so much about her, I worry to death, I worry to death, I worry about her to death, death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at themselves. Standing at the back of the crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He's on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high vibe. Thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. Between a middle-aged guy with a backstage pass, a guy with a gut hanging around like a jackass. I decided that it was 20 years younger at least. I'll leave not this on my fondest memory. I carried my legs back down the hill, gave my backstage passage to cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe, got in my hot tub and I thought, well that's how it goes. And it was quiet and I was listening to the crickets and Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. And though I'm content, there's a tinge of competitiveness, but Ben's my friend and I know he gets it. Within a couple of days, my meltdown passed. Back to the studio, doing 12-hour shifts, singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin.
Hey, thanks for listening. That was a cool little song recommended to me by my good friend Matt Rice. It's called Ben's My Friend by Sunkill Moon. And I just really like the lyrics. That whole like album, it's kind of just like a series of like Substack essays, it just seems like, which is hilarious. Prior to that, you heard Science Versus Romance by Rilo Kiley, as well as He Needs Me, Ike Mix by The Fem Cells. And at the top of the set was Tell Me by English Major. And you should get out your phones and mark your calendars right now, because on April 3rd at 8 p.m. is when they are having their album release show. And it's going to be awesome. Anyway, let me read you a little message from the station. Do you have that one friend who refuses to leave the house, knits or crochets everywhere, and likes to curl up with a hot cup of tea instead of going to the clubs? If this sounds familiar, you may have a grandma friend in your life, and you should try to be more like them. Studies have shown that people with grandma hobbies can lead to a longer, healthier life by improving mental, cognitive, and physical health through activities like knitting, gardening, and baking. So the next time you have the choice, put down your phone and pick up the knitting needles. You may sharpen your mind and become a super cool grandma friend yourself. This message has been brought to you by your knitting, baking, and cozy grandma DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. Really, really like that message. Sorry, guys. I've had a really weird morning. I woke up today. I thought I had to go to work, and it turns out I didn't because it's parent-teacher conferences at the school I work at. So I went back to sleep, and after scrolling a little bit on my iPhone, which I think was where I went wrong, because I went back to sleep, and I had the most insane dreams I've ever had in my life. Like, it was actually nuts. I was in like a fun house, like a clown fun house, and it was like a family vacation. And I was also oh my gosh, I had like a bunch of different siblings, and like my roommates were renovating the house, but they kept like taking off the railings on the stairs, and I was like, no, I need those like to get down the stairs. And it was really scary. And then I was waiting in line for like a club, and the like Mormon like housewives from that like show were there, and like I don't even watch that, but they were there, and I was like making fun of them to their face, but they thought I was just being like catty and funny, so they were like, you're our new best friend. And then and me and my friends this week, we made up a guy, and his name is Joey Nipple, and Joey Nipple was a prominent character in this dream. I was just mentioning him all the time in the dream, and I honestly thought that was kind of beautiful. But yeah, so I had really weird dreams. Oh yeah, also a feature of the dream was that my cat got voice cancer, and I don't have a cat, and I don't know what voice cancer is, but that did happen in my dream, and it was devastating when it happened. And then I woke up, and then I drove to my show. I had breakfast, drove to my show, which with what I thought was ample time, and it turns out it was not, because every single parking space on campus is full. Which, if you're visiting, hello and welcome to UVM, and I'm sorry I'm being a turd about that on air, but it's honestly a great school, and you should probably come here. Anyway, I'm going to read news and weather next segment, and right now throw you back into a little kind of electronic-y mix. Kim Gordon finally put out her new album called Play Me, and I'm so excited about it. She's like, honestly, I feel like sometimes when artists of like an older generation make their like comeback, sometimes, and they try to adapt to new styles, it isn't always like great, but she has just been hopping on this electronic wave and making everything beautiful, and I think that's great. So without further ado, you're about to hear Play Me by Kim Gordon, as well as some other songs, so I hope you enjoy.
Now in the mix with DJ Promise Martin. Kim Gordon's gonna get a nice gift certificate to Whole Foods. Come on.
Chance. Turn out the lights, neon colors. could be the only one. Even whenever I wanna get to know you better, you sit down, you don't look up. You only ever love me when I didn't throw it back. Took you now, so don't talk back. I know I maybe try to hold you a little too long. Don't worry now, cause I never do that. You never really love me cause I held you back. I let you go, I put you down. I wanna hear you say that you let me down. I'll make it up to you. I wanna hear you say you let me down. I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you. I'm thinking that I wanna hear you say that you let me down. I'll make it up to you. I wanna hear you say you let me down. I'll make it up to you. Make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up. I'll make it up, 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 make it up. I'll make it up, 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 make it up. Make it up, make it up, make it up. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up, make it up, make it up. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up to you. Maybe I love for you, maybe I love for you, maybe I love for you, no love for you, no love for you.
That was a little song called Make It Up by Terza. Really good. No! I don't want to hear that right now. Stop it. That was fully my fault. I can't even blame on Apple Music now. But that was a song called Make It Up by Terza. I love Terza, and you should listen to Terza, I think. Prior to that, you heard Flying Away by Smoke City. True Absolute Fiction by Daisies, and at the top of the set was a new song called Play Me by Kim Gordon. So I hope you liked that little set. I am going to read the weather now. Guys, it's spring. It's spring today! Isn't that so exciting? And there's a little article, I guess I'll go with this first because I was so excited and mentioned it's spring right away. But there's an article on WCAX that says, it's spring today, what does it mean? And I think I know what it means. I think it means it's spring. But they said it's the vernal equinox, and that's what's causing spring. It all comes down to the tilt of the earth. The vernal equinox occurs when the sun is directly over the equator. This means that at the equator, there is exactly 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. That's a nice, even split. I wish that we had that. The time of the vernal equinox is when the sun officially crosses the equator from the southern hemisphere into the northern hemisphere. Well, this means spring begins for us, it means fall begins in the southern hemisphere. And then there's a series of ads with, like, crazy old people. Avoid these three foods like the plague. Guys, don't go clicking on those. That's so scary. But it's spring today, and that's really exciting. And the weather this weekend, guys, it's snowing right now in Burlington. High of 37 degrees today. I think it's going to turn to rain at some point today. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. So don't go making snowmen. Yeah, and then tonight it's going to drop down to 27 degrees. On Saturday, we got a high of 39 degrees and mostly sunny, so at least there's that. And it drops down, and then there's a chance of snow at night. And then on Sunday, rain and snow are likely, high of 39 again, and low of 27 that night. And rain and snow on Sunday seem very likely. So we're doing a couple steps back, but you know, it happens. It's okay. It's going to come back, guys. And I'm going to launch you into another little segment right now. I don't have that much time left, so I'll just try to get through what I can before your next show. But I hope that you enjoy.
I'm going back to Massachusetts. Something's telling me I must go home.
Guys, I just got a little error message on my music. I'm gonna try to restart that song for you and put you right back in the middle. And it doesn't work. Hey, you know what? I've reached kind of the end of my show anyway, so I think the universe wants me to call it, so I'm going to call it. So thank you very much for listening. By the way, the songs that you just heard at the top of the set, you heard Massachusetts by the Bee Gees, one of my favorite songs, really, really good. And you just heard Trying Times by James Blake, or at least like a little bit of it. So you should probably listen to the rest of it because it's a very good song. James Blake is incredible. And I was going to play for you, what was I going to play for you? I had two other songs. One of them was Ain't No Way by Aretha Franklin, which my sister showed me because I guess her a cappella group is probably going to perform it, which is so cool. And I was going to play Frank Ocean's cover of Moon River. That would have been so good. I had like such a nice little end, but alas, Apple Music hates me and the universe is against me in every way. But that's fine. We live long and prosper. Anyway, next week I'm going to be in Miami, so I won't be in the studio in person, but I'm going to try to pre-record a show and send that in for you guys, so yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have been DJ Momo, and this is my show Bozo Dubbed Over, and you've been listening to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. Please stay keep your radio dials tuned here, because we got some great music coming up for you. Okay, love you, bye!
Ocean light around towards that sun. Full steam ahead to the ramp, 2 months to build and set up.
Not to be trusted, not to be trusted.
Have you ever seen a man wear eyeliner in dusty roads?
Brush me down like a horse, baby, whispering I'll be Montana, you'll be Idaho. She's a pioneering American mass concrete.
doctor to this doesn't need a wish. I know we're good enough.